6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Conspiracies, curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my findings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for the shack today. Are you ready for the shack? And I'm Wilbur. I hope you're ready. That sounded ready. You sound all fired up.
Get the trains ready.
Trains?
Yeah.
Why the trains?
All these birds gotta go take a shower.
Oh, those trains. Yeah, a shower for what birds are you talking about?
The Canadian geese.
Oh yeah, the Canadian geese. You know, you're allowed to hunt those, right?
Very restrictedly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a lot of rules.
What, is it only a certain amount of time?
Yeah, I think in Ohio, it's only like 3 2-day seasons.
Well, these dang geese, well, you know, only 2 or 3 days of the year. And, you know, I have this nice, well, I'm not me, Wilbur, but me being, I'm pretending I'm somebody else right now. I have this nice lakefront property, and these dang Canadian geese are just making it, like, uninhabitable for me. They're making it very inconvenient for me and my, like...
Inconvenient.
And I don't know what to do about this. I mean, I can't hunt them, but... You know, I should probably call the authorities. Because I got money, and I got a lake. And these things that live in it are just bothering me.
Yeah, get rid of the geese.
Yeah, let's get rid of
them. Michigan moves forward with its plan to gas geese to death due to overpopulation, quote-unquote.
What? That's the solution?
That is the title.
So Michigan's going to gas. The state of Michigan has declared to gas Canadian geese. For what reasons? For what reasons?
As some of the population of Michigan says, don't gas the geese to death. Michigan will forge ahead with its new lethal roundup. After changes to the state's nuisance program, some Canadian geese causing problems around lakefront properties and golf courses may now be put into lethal gas chambers.
Oh, no. You go on to rich people's territory and you're dead.
Yes, this is for real. Michigan has a Canadian goose problem, they say. And the DNR's solution is to gas them to death, building massive gas chambers to put living beings in to gas them to death. They actually went over to Europe and got the plans.
That's a joke, I hope.
No. The guy is a European engineer that's building them.
Oh, okay.
That is a joke.
Oh, okay. It was a joke.
That's what we call a lie.
Well, we don't lie on this show. We just tell the truth.
Flocks of Canadian geese will be corralled, stuffed into chambers, and gassed to death with carbon dioxide this year under the newest last resort option available for golf courses, parks, lake association, and Michigan waterfront property owners.
Oh, man. Yes, all the people suffering in the world. Let's help them by gassing nature. Yes, that's the ultimate solution. I'm glad our Department of Natural Resources are, spending our taxpayer dollars on gassing birds. Because of why? They're inconvenient. And we can't even hunt them.
Biologists with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, which has for decades helped private landowners address their quote-unquote goose problems, responds that putting geese to death will only be allowed under limited circumstances.
Like what? What would be
applying for it?
Oh, okay.
So paying the fine, or then not the fine, the fee where they'll come out and round up your geese for you and put them down.
But they're intercontinental birds, right?
Yes. Yes, Canada and Mexico. We share a population of Canadian geese with Canada and Mexico. Continent.
They're inter-country, what's the word? International. Gosh, I'm an idiot. I can be so dumb.
So what did the locals think about this? Well, people aren't happy about it. Michigander Karen Stamps has been outspoken concerning the geese gassing program, saying nobody agrees with this except for the people who live on expensive lakefront properties that don't want them. Karen also collected donations to create a billboard, which has been seen on Interstate 96. It's unfortunate about her name because the Karen joke.
Oh, that she's a Karen?
Yeah, because she's not. She's actually a wildlife activist.
Right.
The DNR says it's not that big a deal as people are making it out to be.
Then why can't we hunt?
That is a quote.
From the DNR.
From the DNR representative. It's not that big a deal as people are making it out to be. They build giant gas chambers and they're funneling geese into them because they're pooping on golf courses and lakefront properties.
It's not that big
a
deal.
I got a lot more to read.
It's not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal.
But you know, you can only hunt them 3 days of the year because of why can you only hunt them in such limited times? I'm asking you if you know.
Oh, yeah, because they're migratory, first off.
Okay.
The population, it's really hard to view because the population is shared, like I said, between Canada, United States, and Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So when you effectively, so any decisions on an international species, normally, like anything like this, would normally have to have a council called between the three representatives. Sometimes countries opt out. Like Mexico may say, you know, whatever you and Canada decide, we'll go with.
Yeah.
We just don't care or whatever. That doesn't happen very often. That's normally only happening for positive out. Like, we're going to work on building better habitat. You want to participate?
Gotcha.
No, I don't want to. So, but right. You guys do what you guys do. But calling like this, the C-U-L-L, calling, which just means murder or killing.
Okay.
Normally has a vote. There's normally, like, the wildlife board between these countries would come together and talk about this. And as far as I know, as far as I've seen in the research,
none of
that did not happen.
There's just like a goose gassing task force.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about, there's more to this because this is new.
Mm-hmm.
But the nuisance goose program is not new.
Okay.
All right, so let me read a little more. It is not intended to be a mass gassing or a calling effort, says DNR wildlife biologist and acting waterfowl specialist Caitlin Barnes. It is a last resort effort. Targeted optional for sites that have exhausted all other methods of control. So private landowners can now apply for crews with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services to capture these geese and kill these geese with portable, airtight mobile gas chambers. But Barnes says that they'll have to exhaust other options first.
Who? The owners?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
so basically, they just need to give the DNR enough money and they'll come out and get rid of your geese problem for you.
So that means if you've already hazed and harassed your geese with laser pointers, repellents, and specially trained dogs, that'll meet the requirements for participate in the goose nest and egg destruction the year they apply in order to consider the lethal roundup. So if you've done, and I talked about that with you. So what they do in a lot of these populations, if you don't want, so geese, and how most waterfowl in this country work, is the males return to where they were born and the females go wherever their mates go.
Okay.
That's kind of how, so when they meet in Mexico and they come back, or southern U.S. and they come back, the new pairing, the male will return home and the female will go, even if she was born in New York, she may go out to Colorado.
Wherever the male goes.
Yeah, wherever the male goes. So what they do is they go to nest and they shake the eggs. And what happens, if you take the eggs, they'll lay more eggs.
Yeah.
If you shake the eggs, the nest will fail and they won't hatch any babies.
Right.
So that means that their lineage isn't continuing in that area. So the males, the new males won't come back to that spot.
Right.
That's kind of how the U.S. has done it for the last 100 years to get control problem geese efforts. Right, wrong, indifferent. It happens everywhere. All the United States, they do the egg shaking. So basically, to even apply for this, you have to at least do two of the four things.
So you already have some laser pointers at your house and say you shook some eggs.
Yeah, basically. It's nothing. You have
or
to
have
nothing.
A dog.
Yeah.
So nothing.
So first, you'll have to harass the birds and make their lives miserable. And then they'll come and do the gas roundup.
So you call them up. Yeah, we're having a geese problem. Did you harass them or?
Did you shine laser pointers in their face?
Yeah, did you run at them and wave your arms a lot? Oh, you did? All right, we'll come get them.
Which, harassment of wildlife, except for this, apparently, harassment of wildlife in Michigan is highly illegal.
Hmm.
Unless you're doing this.
So why is everything backwards when it comes to geese?
Oh, because lakefront people and golf course.
Oh, you mean it's the people who are complaining about it that have money.
So, to qualify, your location, the whole property will need at least a minimum of 100 birds.
Hmm,
and they'll need to qualify for human health and safety concerns, says the representative.
So it has to have at least 100 birds, and then they're going to come and exterminate all of them?
Yes.
So they just want mass exterminations.
And the representative from the DNR says, so far, a mere 10 locations have applied for the geese gassing permits. So who knows how many are so that's the end of that permit, that quote. So who knows how many are currently harassing their birds in order to qualify?
Wow. So there's a mass harassment going on.
Yeah, out of the 10 already, I think 8 of them are golf courses and 2 of them are lakefront associations.
Makes sense.
And they're every location, at least 100 geese are dying.
Mm. Yeah, right. Because you need at least 100 geese to come get gassed. Man, you know, my par 9... I'm having the groundskeeper has to go up there and clean it once a day. Can we just kill all the wildlife here so we can enjoy this?
Can we
can be outside nature and enjoy it?
I hate golf courses anyways, because how do you make a golf course? Well, you kill everything. You strip the ground. You level it. You put fake sod in, or even real sod. Doesn't matter. Grass is not great for the environment. And then if any animal has the audacity to try to reclaim its home, we'll do to them what we did to the Native Americans.
Chamber them and gas them?
Well, yeah, I mean, just exterminate them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
More in a general.
Gotcha, okay. I was like, I didn't know.
You have the audacity. I didn't know we gassed the Native Americans.
Is that where it started?
Blankets.
Yeah, basically, same difference.
I mean, yeah. Well, maybe these white settlers aren't so bad.
Right.
They gave us some free blankets.
Wait, it's mixed fabric.
It's covered in smallpox.
Oh, that's what it was.
Mixed fabric. All right, so I just wanted to read a different article from a different place.
Yeah.
Just so everybody at home could compare.
And then we'll recap everything.
Oh, and this this whole episode is about the DNR doing horrible things across this country.
Okay.
Horrible things. The Michigan DNR to gas Canadian geese at problematic sites. And this is by Scott Warlick and David Comer of the Detroit News.
Okay.
The brief of it says, the DNR is planning to euthanize Canadian geese at some sites using gas. The DNR says it is using the American Veterinary Medical Association approved euthanasia method. I want to see where they approve. So not saying that gas, because I know a lot of dog places that kill, like put down dogs.
Yeah.
Like, dog wardens and all that stuff.
Sure, yeah.
They actually have a room that is a gas chamber.
Oh, gosh.
And that they'll put down four or five dogs at a time.
Oh, gosh. That's just horrible.
Yeah. So I guess maybe there is an American Veterinary Medical Association approved, like, gas chamber.
Sure.
But it's not normally on wheels.
No, that's not mobile.
The mobile euthanasia chamber. Coming for your grandma next.
I mean, eventually.
So, and then some are upset that the plan saying it's inhumane, while the DNR says, don't worry, it's a last resort. With the weather warming up, you might see Canadian geese outside. From making a mess on your sidewalk to getting in the way of your golf swing. Some people find these geese as real pest. Worst case scenario, the DNR says, is now gathering up and calling groups of Canadian geese instead of moving them to sanctuaries.
Even though that was illegal, gathering and calling them.
What the geese face is fearful and disgusting, said Matt Lawson. The DNR's new protocol to how to deal with them and find some fine controversial. When it comes to problematic nuisance geese, the DNR will euthanize them due to the number of factors, including the possibility of spreading bird flu.
Oh, no.
That's the whole point. They use that.
That's their basis for doing this?
Yes.
No, come on. Okay, go on.
This is sort of an effort to solve the problem for the sites of having human-goose conflicts, says Caitlin Barnes of the Michigan DNR. Barnes, a waterfowl expert with the DNR, says the method is reserved for serious human-goose conflict situations. I've been attacked by geese, and it's never been serious. Just so everybody is aware. I mean, maybe if a toddler got attacked.
You're saying you, not the lady, not the person in the article.
Yeah, yeah.
You personally, Daniel.
Just, it's a goose.
Yeah. What do? Just kick them?
No, I mean, I just walked away.
Or you could do that.
They're biting you and flapping you. I mean, it kind of, if they get you somewhere soft, I guess it kind of hurts, but it really can't do a lot. Anyways. The waterfowl expert says the conflict method is reserved for serious human-goose conflict situations. In the past, the DNR did relocate these geese, moving up to 10,000 a year. But Barnes says the program is not sustainable. So this is actually the big thing why they're moving them. Mm-hmm. So they used to gather these geese, because basically when they're doing their reproductive, they go through molt. They can't fly away.
Okay.
So that's why they're going out and catching them now.
Okay.
So what they used to do, the Michigan DNR, is catch those geese before they'd build their nest and move them somewhere else to reset them.
Right.
And they're doing like 10,000 geese a year in problematic areas.
Okay.
The DNR is lazy and does not want to do that anymore.
So they result to...
It's much easier to move the mobile gas van.
Yeah.
And just put them all in the gas chamber.
And then you just dump them.
Yeah.
In the dump.
Barnes says this, ultimately, they will be humanely euthanized. We are using the American Veterinary Medical Association approved euthanasia method. The DNR will round up these geese and gas them on site. But Larson with the Michigan Duck Rescue and Sanctuary says, it's actually far from humane.
Oh, yeah, you think?
He says this. Now, wait until you hear this. It's kind of a disgusting way to do it, he said. When they gas them, they tell people they're just going to fall asleep. But it's nothing like going to sleep. It's a fight. For 20, 30, and 40 minutes sometimes until these animals die in the test.
Jeez. So it's a long, agonizing,
and they just sit there and they pound. That's why they put a bunch of them in there together.
So they can't move around as much and thrash around.
And they kind of kill each other.
And panic. Yeah.
For now, the dead geese will be taken to the landfill. The DNR is working on implementing...
I wasn't wrong.
What?
They take them to the dump.
They gas them and they throw them in a hole.
In the dump.
The DNR is working to implement a program to process the meat safely, they say.
Oh, yeah, gassed meat.
It's just CO2.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
I mean, the problem with CO2 is when there's no air.
Right, yeah, it's just lack of oxygen.
When there's no oxygen is the real problem.
Right.
Barnes stresses that this is a last resort and only reserved for problematic sites. which he says, we strongly recommend that the sites try a number of non-lethal techniques before landing here.
Right, like laser pointers and harassment.
But ultimately, they will have to be humanely euthanized.
You mean things that don't work?
As for Lawson, he hopes that the DNR changes its program to protect these birds. Like their job!
Wait, yeah. Let's change their... change this organization to protect these birds. You mean doing the opposite of exactly what they're doing right now?
Yeah, what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So right now they're doing the opposite of what they're originally set up to do.
And he says...
protect wildlife.
Lawson says, this cruel method, and it will actually never put a dent in the population of Canadian geese due to their fast reproductive rate and the ability for them to fill into areas. So this is just creating a program to just kill us so many geese that's not going to actually affect them.
I wonder if they get money for each goose killed.
No, they get money for the permits, for them right. coming out.
Right.
So the people that are doing this are waterfront associations mostly. They're also golf courses. The people that live like not in these big fancy properties or whatever are like, don't do that.
Right, yeah.
They live there.
Right. Yeah, because that's the truth.
Everybody, I mean, I find goose poop annoying and stuff like that when you have to deal with it. But they're animals. They just live.
That's where they are. That's where they belong. That's where their habitat is.
And they're definitely using the bird flu hardcore push this.
Oh, yeah, of course they are. Why wouldn't they? They take advantage of every sort of situation. You know, every crisis, they turn into a positive for them or any way they can use it.
I wonder
it.
If they've showed their mobile euthanasia chamber.
Yeah, why isn't that on display?
Michigan mobile euthanasia chamber.
For geese. You might want to add that in there. Because I don't know what your search history might, your algorithms might put you on a list. That's what's going to happen anyways. Pre-crime. You're getting set up for pre-crime.
Not great.
No, I'm sure it's not. What, is it a clear box?
No, it's like, the one I'm seeing is like a hick truck with like just a big, basically, cage on the back. That when you close the doors, it's vacuum sealed, and you just pour gas in.
They might as well just vacuum seal these birds to death.
I mean, or shoot them. That'd be so much more humane to shoot them.
Yeah.
Just shoot them in the head. You know why they stopped doing that, though, is because people complain about that, because they're walking up and shooting them in the head.
Yeah.
Which I'm for leaving them alone.
Yeah, how about you just do that? Maybe, how about that option?
They live there. And I'm a hunt geese. I don't care. In appropriate times and places, you know.
Yeah.
Hunting is one thing. This is just the mass calling and disposal of a species.
Because they got crap on your lawn. I mean, essentially, that's
No, they're spreading the bird flu.
Well.
They're going to kill us because the bird flu.
I was telling you the truth, though. It's really because...
That is why. It's
because they're crapping
on... They have
the
grass pellets.
Huh?
Like, it's just grass pellets.
That's what it looks like.
It is. It's 90% of their diet.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, but it's...
But if this is swans, I mean, people are up in arms. Don't get me wrong. People are up in arms. There's plenty of people in Michigan that are like,
well, yeah.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Right. It is.
And we should reach out to this, what was her, Caitlin Barnes?
Yeah.
We should reach out to her.
Get her on the show.
I would love to have a conversation with her.
If anyone up in Michigan listening has any contacts or...
Oh, she's actually probably a listener.
Well,
you're dumb.
Send us an email. What do you mean?
Caitlin.
She's the one that made the order?
I don't know if she is the waterfowl expert for the DNR in Michigan.
Yeah.
And she's the one that's answering all the questions about it and all that. So I don't know if she's actually the one that put this together, but she's the front man for it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you're going to be the front man, you got to be able to answer the questions that people have. And people have a lot of questions. I just find it unbelievable how protected, you know, these geese are for international reasons. And then they can just turn around and have a ruling like this or have an idea like this is just normal, fine, okay. When the whole other time, it's not been for so long.
No,
so why is this okay?
I wonder if it was supposed to be quiet. I kind of wonder if it snuck out.
Yeah.
To me, I kind of think they were going to try to do this on the hush-hush.
Yeah, as most government things do.
Yeah. I don't know how much the permit is. You talk for a minute. I'll look it up.
All right, you look it up. But, yeah, I mean, I'm all for hunting goose and
They're delicious.
Right. I've had goose before.
Michigan DNR nuisance program.
And I like I said, I'm all for hunting them, but just the gathering up and gassing them, it just seems horrible in general. But just because it's on golf courses and lakefront properties, it's a problem. That's where it bothers me. And there's actually a response addressing the problem. You know, when we got other problems in the world with our homeless epidemic, people starving, you know, the average family household can't, I think 60% of them can't afford $1,000 emergency. There's just a, you know, we're in constant war all the time. There's just a lot of things going on in our country that we're not acting upon where we're, but shoot, some rich people want their goose problem gone. We're jumping right on it. And, you know, that's different between local and national government too, but it's just priorities. Where our priorities lie. And I don't know, gas and geese, whatever. Ain't good.
Michigan, apparently, they'll let you kill about anything if you're a big landowner and pay for the permit. Hawks and owls and black bears and beavers and woodpeckers.
Just pay for the permit and you can shoot it.
Here, I'll read you word for word what they have for the Canadian geese tab. This is on Michigan.gov DNR nuisance program.
Okay.
They got all their animals listed that qualify, including bats, which and to me is crazy because Ohio, every bat's endangered. Bats have a lot of protections here in Ohio. Because of the cryptic ear fungus that's killing them all.
Yeah.
And they're super important if anybody didn't know. If you hate mosquitoes, you want bats.
Absolutely.
You hate mosquitoes, you want bats. I'll take bats any day.
Oh, yeah. Over mosquitoes? Heck
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I haven't read the bat thing. I just seen. So here I'll read their year-round hunting thing. Oh, no, I won't read. I'll just read the Canadian Goose section. The following changes to the Canadian Goose Management Program have taken effect. Beginning of 2025, relocation of Canadian geese is no longer allowed.
What?
So not only will they not do it,
you're not allowed to do it.
Any birds captured will be euthanized.
Wow.
In disposal or the and or slash processing and donated to charitable organizations.
Wow.
Nest and egg destruction permits are still available statewide.
Hmm.
So you can pay the little fee. And you can go just stomp on their eggs if you want.
Yeah.
For previous program participants and permittees, new permits can be obtained by contacting the USD Wildlife Service at their, and they give the email, or calling them. So if you had previous permits and you want to get new permits, another thing, all you got to do is call this number.
And you're good.
And they'll, yeah, here's how much it costs. Go ahead. Canadian geese, and here's what they say. Canadian geese have experienced population growth in areas throughout the North America, including Michigan. This trend is due to part of the successful wildlife management programs and the adaptability of the species. Canadian geese nest in every county in Michigan, but most common in the southern third of the state. In general, geese have benefited from humans way more from altered landscapes. Canadian geese are attracted to areas that provide food, water, and protection. Urban areas with lakes and ponds offer all these resources that geese need to survive, except the gas chamber. During the summer months, Canadian geese can be a problem for some of these property owners. Birds often find refuge on lake fronts and golf course ponds, taking advantage of the lush lawns while experiencing their annual wing molt, loss of flight feathers. Geese also take advantage of large agricultural fields in fall and winter. These areas provide high-energy foods and allow the geese to stay in Michigan throughout the winter. Canadian geese may damage agricultural crops through consumption or trampling. Preventing conflict with Canadian geese. Do not feed Canadian geese. Artificial feeding can habituate them and harm their digestive systems. Why do they care about the digestive system? They're gassing them. Bread products are not beneficial to waterfowl survival. Make your lard less attractive by geese by allowing the grass to grow. Make your yard less attractive to geese by allowing the grass to grow long. Don't fertilize or water.
What is going on?
Use scare tactics to frighten the geese away.
Why are they trying to... are they trying to slowly... Is this the first foot in the door to exterminate these geese?
Yeah.
Like make them go extinct?
Oh, this is not even half the list. Scare tactics include shell crackers, bird alarms, bird bangers, distress cries, screamers, electronic noise system, motion detecting associates, lasers, bird scare balloons, Mylar scare tape, and plastic flags. Repellents may help in the short term to deter geese from feeding on your grass. In June and early July, Canadian geese are molting and unable to fly. Construct a temporary barrier in your yard and your water to keep the geese out. Many sites have reported success using dog trained to harass geese. Geese participate with the dogs as predators and avoid them. It is important that the dogs handled properly for this technique to be efficient. Letting household dogs roam the property may cause geese to, may chase geese away, but if the dog catches and harms the goose at any time, it's a violation of federal law.
But not if
We're gathering them.
100 at a time.
Also, dogs are not allowed to harass geese.
What? No, it didn't say that.
Also, dogs are not allowed to harass geese. Look it up.
So they're being 100% contradictory in their own reasonings for having to deal with these problems.
Be aware of your surroundings when visiting parks and areas near water. Canadian geese are protective of their nest and hatchlings. Do not disturb them or get too close.
Wow. Wow.
Unless you have a nest smashing permit. So then go kick the crap out of them.
Right, yeah. Huh. So geese are protected wildlife. You can't even breathe near them unless you pay the government money. Then you can do whatever that.
If you have your little piece of paper that you paid money for, you can go stomp on their eggs.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Kick them, and you can shoot them in the face. Or they, if you pay them enough money, they'll show up with a mobile gas chamber and do it for you.
Right, and you can watch.
You can push the button if you want.
Yeah, kid, come on, push it. It's fun, ain't it? Government likes this. Government likes slow, agonizing deaths and watching it happen.
They say nest aggravation geese and population control options. Canadian goose hunting seasons are available throughout the state in the fall and winter. Hunting is an effective and economical tool to control geese populations. Seasonal dates and bag limits can be found in the current waterfowl hunting regulation summary. Canadian geese management programs. In many urban areas, hunting may not be allowed for certain safety reasons. In this case, if the previous listed prevention tactics are not effective, the Canadian Goose Management Program gives private landowners, including businesses and other commercial entities, options to address their goose-human conflict sites. Nest and egg destruction. If methods of control are ineffective, destroying Canadian geese nests and their eggs may be an option for reducing local Canadian geese populations. If done properly at the right time, nest construction can prompt the Canadian geese to migrate north on what is called a molt migration. Nest egg destruction can be done under permits from the USDA Wildlife Services. To obtain your nest destruction permit, contact this, and it gives the email and the phone number.
Mm.
Alternatively, you can contact a permit contractor for this hazing harassment service and or nest and egg destructions and aggressive goose removal. But remember, all aggressive geese that are removed are euthanized.
Oh, just
so if you don't want to go through all the hassle of getting your own permit, they have people that are licensed to go out and do it that you can pay.
Gosh.
Capture and euthanasia. If you are actively participating in the Canadian goose nest and egg destruction, you have at least 100 Canadian geese or more on your site. This is a lie from the lady in the article.
Oh, so there's an alternative.
Yeah, you don't have to just have 100 geese on your property.
Loopholes.
Or if there is any potential risk for human health and safety.
Oh, there's where the bird flu comes in.
Your site may meet the criteria to capture and euthanize. To discuss your site's eligibility, use the contact email or call in this number.
So they're just killing more birds. They're picking more birds that they can legally kill. This is just another step.
And you can always contact your local DNR office if you have an aggressive Canadian goose causing problems and public safety risk, farm damage, or inappropriate nesting in the area.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It
prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
They're inappropriately nesting in our lives. Not the birds, the government. That's how I feel about it. This is just dumb. What's the end goal here? I feel like the end goal is to finally exterminate the goose population. So maybe just down the road, there could be a food shortage, and this is another option we need to get rid of. So you can't feed yourself, because there's tons of these geese. I mean, there's tons of them. I see them every day almost flying over, especially this time of year. If they're all gone, I mean, I can see, like, you know, when crap hits the fan kind of situation, it's a very good meat source. Migratory birds. I don't know. I feel like this is going to be the next, what was that pigeon? The passenger pigeon. This is the next passenger pigeon. Oh, so enjoy our Canadian goose while we can before the Michigan government slowly starts gassing to death and then approving it for all the rest of the country to do it. And then at the end of the day, we're going to have extinct geese. You might see one every now and then. But, yeah, you won't be able to enjoy them anymore. Yeah. We need our golf courses cleaned.
I'm just reading all the animals they let you destroy. But crazy the thing to me is Michigan has so many hard, strong wildlife rules, yeah. Except if you're an expensive landowner.
Okay.
And you can apply for these control permits.
These nuisance laws or nuisance permits. That's unbelievable to me almost. Like, but yeah, it's just the hidden world of those with money that they have access to. Or the rules they can change in which we live our lives. Oh, that's all you need is just a lot of money and corrupt individuals that were willing to take it and make changes for you. That's how our government works. Huh. Yeah, this is wild. This is wild.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading the other species, the animal groups they have listed here.
Well, I'm more or less mind blown at just the fact that
they're building giant mobile gas chambers.
Yeah.
You know how many 100 geese is?
It's a lot.
And they have a mobile gas chamber that fits it?
Did you see the picture of the gas chamber?
I seen one of the prototypes.
Does it look like it would fit 100?
No. In my head, it's probably 25 at a time.
Oh, okay. So it's not just mass.
It's like
gas
the size of a horse trailer. Not like a supersized horse trailer, like a 2-4 horse trailer.
Okay. Yeah, it's just unbelievable that they're killing all these geese just for being alive. That's their crime.
They pooped.
They pooped, and they enjoy their habitat.
The goose that pooped. Come to die.
What's that supposed to be from?
It's from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
The boy who lived. Come to die.
The goose who pooped.
Come to die.
Now, I've told you some of the bad stories. I think probably on, I don't know if it was on the show, about my friend, he had a goose problem at his, on his property.
You know what? We probably shouldn't talk about that.
And that was bad. That was bad.
And he would go to federal prison. But if you make enough money, you can apply for the permit and they'll come and bring the really cool gas chamber.
He probably had a nice nuisance permit. I'm sure he did.
Ohio is a little different, but yeah. Because nuisance permits are weird.
Yeah, they are very strange.
Like I said, I don't know how much they cost, if they cost anything, because there's no listing of it.
Hmm.
The only thing it says is the qualifications.
Maybe we should call and just find out.
If you want to call that number, you can.
We should probably be a Michigan resident. It'd be suspicious calling from a shack number. You know what I mean? A shack area code might raise some red flags.
I know people that own waterfront property on a lake in Michigan.
Ooh.
It didn't matter. Anyways, ready for the next horrible thing the DNR is doing?
Sure.
So, you know what a gopher tortoise is?
I think so.
The giant black tortoises from Florida specifically.
On that one, like, specific place?
That's where I always seen them. But yeah, they're around Florida and a couple other areas.
Okay.
So, oh gosh. Okay, so the DNR is just allowing the mass murder of gopher tortoises, a federally endangered species.
Okay.
So, Carissa Kent is working with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, and this was in 2006 when she heard the news. When building a new outlet mall in Lake Park, Walmart had destroyed the homes of dozens of gopher tortoise, a threatened species that lives in deep burrows underground. Worst of all, the mega company, all they had to do to do this legally, so they did this legally.
Okay.
They legally were allowed to bury alive all these endangered species. The state of Florida simply required Walmart to pay a one and only fee of $11,409, an extra cost to leave or to level the animal's habitat with them inside.
Huh. Okay. Just $11,000 to end the species.
And that's just adding on to their fees they're already paying for environmental stuff.
Okay.
So it's just like a little tack on for a mega corporate. $11,000 Yeah.
Hey, we'll make that.
I mean, we don't have to go move these things.
Oh, wait. When will we make that back? Let me crunch the numbers. Oh, get across the 8 seconds. Carry the five. Yep. I think 7.5
All right. So Cassie Kent went to work with the Seminole County Police Department. Well, I already said that one. She said, I could not sleep for several days. I kept having visions of gopher tortoise being buried alive as they're trying to climb their way out. Because of their slow metabolism, it can take some of these tortoises up to 12 months to die in their own prisons.
Oh my gosh.
So Kent quit her job and became a diehard activist for the gopher tortoise. She works on helping developers skirt with what in other environmentalists say is a flawed state system that encourages tortoises to be killed in exchange for small fines. Over the past 12 years, the 40-year-old tortoise rescuer has lived in Odova. Yes.
Where the monster's from?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And she also saved that monster. Has saved and relocated nearly 6,000 tortoises, including at least 200 in South Florida. Generally, gopher tortoises live in coastal dune strands in long leaf pine forest. They're two kind of favorite habitat. They dig burrows up to 10 feet deep and 48 feet long. They're known as a keystone species, providing refuge for more than 360 other species.
Wow.
Many of which are threatened and endangered.
You don't say.
Do you know what a keystone species is?
Yeah, they're like the ones that basically will hold up that, or they're kind of the glue guy, keeping that environment.
They are the backbone to to an ecosystem.
Yes.
Well, if you remove them, the whole ecosystem will fail.
Will crumble, yes.
Yeah. So like we talked about that with the mammoths. That there is an ecosystem that doesn't exist anymore.
Right, because they're gone.
Because they left. But like when the dire bear went out or, you know, megatherium went extinct, everything was fine.
Right. They're not a keystone.
I mean, there's some stuff that, you know, pops in. Because megatherium, avocados almost went extinct.
Right, yeah, true.
But that's one tree. This is a keystone is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking everybody with me.
The whole ecosystem.
And they're also very important in other areas for wild. Okay, so let me. Yeah. So, including indigo snakes, gopher frogs, cottonmouths, Florida scrub jaybirds, burrowing owls. Without underground shelter, many of these animals would otherwise be threatened by bad weather. The big ones, forest fires.
Mm.
And above ground predators such as armadillos, raccoons, fox, skunks, and alligators. But the huge ones, forest fires, these natural forest fires.
Mm.
There's been witnessed, I think, like 10 or 12 species of snakes. We were just talking about Sir David Attenborough. Had one of those early documentaries where they put a camera in one of these dens. And none of these animals are fighting during a forest fire. And the tortoises were literally like, now here's how much cognitive power do they have? I don't know. It looks like they were purposely shoving animals deeper into the burrow.
Oh, wow. The tortoises were? Yeah.
So whether that's a tortoise, I mean, we both have tortoises. They'll just start shoving things. They don't care.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or was it, you know, more of like get deeper into the burrow?
Right, yeah.
In spite of the gopher tortoise ecological importance, and their conservation status, in the late 80s, developers began building apartment complex and shopping malls on the tortoise sandy, dry soil flatlands. In 1991, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, FWC, began issuing incidental take permits for those developers, allowing them to legally kill the gopher tortoises on their property. Do you know if you killed a gopher tortoise, you're going to prison forever?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But to purchase this permit.
This is legal, though. You got a paper.
To purchase this permit, developers had to hire an environmental consultant to survey at least 15% of their property project.
At least.
15%!
That's enough.
Go look in the parking lot.
That's enough.
Stay over there.
Yeah. That's enough.
Count the number of gopher tortoise in that 15%, and then explorate the total number over the entire plot. The final number would be fractioned into the permit cost. The only variable for counting how many tortoises were on the property was just to know how big the permit would cost to kill them all.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Doesn't matter how many there were. Just how much it's going to cost you to do it.
But environmentalists such as Kent had prosecuted the process. Developers and consults could easily cherry pick which sections of their property were surveyed and then say, look, there's no tortoises. And then the extra cost of killing tortoises was usually tiny in the grand scheme of the project data.
Right.
Based on her data, permit holders paid on average $27,000 in wildlife permits, with the largest maximum payment being $1 million and $23,000. But that's for all of the permits.
The whole, yes.
Not the tortoise murdering permits.
Okay.
So that's what she said.
It's everything accumulative.
So yeah. The average tortoise permit was about $11,000.
Okay.
So if you're a small project, it's $27,000 in permits you're paying for, so that'd be like half. If you're a bigger project where it's $500,000 or $750,000.
Yeah.
You don't care. $11,000 more?
Not when you're building a...
And I don't have to pay somebody to go out there and remove these tortoises. Right. I can just...
Plow them over.
Yeah, let's do that. But Deborah Burr, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Gopher Tortoise Program Coordinator, says the ITP program helped the state create new habitats for the surviving tortoises.
Ah, okay. So they're good.
How could you even... How could you even say that? Like... I worked with wildlife. I worked with threatened and endangered species. I would shoot most land developers over an endangered fish.
What do you mean? That one that survived, we built a nice house for it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
As long as he finds his way there.
This is... I love these. I mean, I love keys too. I mean, they're fine. But the gopher, like, gassing them is horrible. I've had real connections with these gopher tortoises. I've shared stories before. They're amazingly wonderful animals. They're keystones. They live forever.
Nah, I kill them.
But burying them alive, to let them stay sometimes a year before they starve to death.
But what, you care about those turtles more than you do Walmart?
Yes.
What?
Every time. So she says, here's what, and what Deborah says. All of the money we've collected from issuing these permits are used to purchase and acquire public land for the gopher tortoise habitat conservation, she says. Within 14 years, the state brought in $47 million in permits and fees and purchased 22,000 acres of gopher tortoise habitat. But at least 74,000 tortoises were killed in the process. No. If the numbers were accurate.
Oh, gosh. So that's just an estimate, and it's probably low.
Way low. Yeah. It is way low.
Yeah.
Protests against the ITP process heated up in 2006 after news Walmart broke Walmart's legal destruction of the creatures. Even worse at the time, the Florida Wildlife Conservation had prohibited gopher tortoises from being moved outside of their original property bounds.
They were prohibited from taking them away?
Unless you had the permit to murder them. So if you want, so let's say you volunteered. I'll go in and I'll move all the tortoises. Give me and my buddies one night.
But
we'll move all the tortoises. That's a federal crime.
Yeah. You need the piece of paper that says you can kill them first.
No. I'm saying you're not allowed.
Right.
You're not allowed to save them.
You need a permit.
No, there's no permit to save them.
What said there's a permit? You need a permit to at least move them.
No.
I thought that's what you said.
The ITP process permit.
Yeah.
Is the killing permit.
Right.
So even worse, at the time, the Florida Wildlife Commission prohibited gopher tortoises from being moved outside the original property bounds.
Right.
There's no permit to move them.
Oh, gotcha. So even if you have the permit to kill them, you still can't move them.
Yes. So even if a volunteer group wanted to come in and say, Walmart, don't kill these tortoises. Let us go through and move them to the nature preserve down the road.
Illegal.
That's illegal. But burying them alive. So Kent says, it was crazy. People could run over tortoises and kill them. But they would get arrested if they relocated them.
That's insane.
If you got out, if there was a tortoise in the highway and you moved it,
yeah,
you're in jail.
That's insane.
You want to pay the permit and run them over? Fine. Determined to challenge the absurd restrictions, Kent submitted a proposal to the Florida Wildlife Conservation asking for a humane relocation amendment. Soon enough, it was approved. Within her first year of activism, Kent saved dozens of tortoises. Despite her efforts in 2007, the state upgraded the gopher tortoise status on the endangered species list to threatened. Immediately, the Florida Wildlife Conservation was met with a massive outcry from concerned citizens and environmental groups. So when they started doing this, they weren't even listed because there were so many of them.
Right.
And then they went from threatened to endangered in 2 years.
Yeah, that's insane.
Because they were burying them with bulldozers.
Walmart.
They're still doing this.
Walmart.
Just so everybody knows, I'm kind of skipping to the end of this one. They're still doing it.
Walmart.
There's a group called the Gopher Tortoise Conservation Group that is land developers that are faking that they're saving tortoises, and they're doing this permit.
Oh, wow.
It's a fake organization, and they have a cute picture. It's all the land developers.
Just to bury these tortoises.
Alive!
Blah, 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 if I can get it out.
Anyways.
Yeah, this is bad.
Ooh.
DNR.
Environmental groups. Forced to reconsider, the Florida Wildlife Conservation adopted a proposal to end the controversial ITP program and replace it with a conservative-minded permit that forced property owners to relocate the gopher tortoises. However, though, all ITPs that had been secured before July 31st, 2007 were grandfathered in. In all, the state issued 3,182 ITPs, allowing nearly over 100,000 accurately, or if they were accurate, gopher tortoises across to be bulldozed and buried alive. Today, there are 21 sites that have active ITPs across the Bartlett and Plam City counties, where 525 registered gopher tortoises live. Unfortunately, with the expense of the relocation ranging from $200 to $1,200 per tortoise, developers with the valid ITP permits often find little financial incentive to move the tortoises off their properties. Instead, continue opting for the incidental takes. Basically, they're like, it's so cheap, we'll pay the fines.
Right, exactly.
So if you have the permit or you don't have the permit and you just want to keep bulldozers, and just pay the fines. Right. It's cheaper than moving them.
Way cheaper, yep. That's insane. I just can't believe that.
So this is still going on. There's new rules and stuff like this. This one's a couple years old. So she's saved thousands of tortoises. She says she won't stop, and I hope she never stops. That's going on right now.
Yep.
It's going on right
current.
Now.
Current news. Breaking news.
Beep-a-dee-beep-a-dee-beep. I mean, all this is going on right now.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
Well, I think it's terrible that that's it. I mean, I just think it's terrible.
It's bad.
It's bad. Okay. No, I mean, I can't believe that we're just doing this. We're doing this to Nate, like the animals that we're supposed to
protect.
It's
their own fault because why would they live there?
Right. They're in lands that we want to develop. Why are they doing that? Why do they enjoy that
They
habitat?
Know that's where the new Walmart was going.
Right, yeah.
We sent a letter of relocation.
Insubordinate turtles. Let's get rid of them. Let's just bury them. We're not killing them. Yet. They were going to die eventually. Those turtles are going to die eventually. So we might as well just bury them like they were going to anyways.
So, I'm not going to name whose name this is, but a listener had sent in another thing to add to this.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say whose name it is. You know exactly who you are, and we love and appreciate you. Thank you for sending. You sent in some also amazing stuff, so thank you for sending this. Hello, thanks for checking this out. Well, just so you know, they're not telling the full story with this article, but it gives the gist of it. The land that they're developing was the land that our AG animal science class would go out to once a week, and the teacher could be hands-on about cattle and land conservation. It was the county's land, and the corrupt county commissioner admitted that it would be different, but voted for the development anyways. The dairy that the group brings up, I'm going to skip the actual name of the dairy.
Okay.
Is a good family farm I've done business with, recycling their ice cream, making cows when they're done with their life, but didn't have anything to say about the matter, unfortunately. But back on topic, between the gopher tortoises and the Florida wetlands, I thought the land would be untouchable for development because the government protections. Taylor Creek runs right through Lake Okeechobee. It's sure it's going to help algae blooms, but they don't care. Thank you guys for all the work you put in.
Wow.
So let's get to the article.
Yeah.
So this is more horrible stuff. So proposed development in Okeechobee County met with uncertainty from residents who call it nerve-wracking. It won't be like Okeechobee was when I was young, but everything's changing, County Commissioner Chairman Dave Hasselhoff says.
What? Dave?
David? Hasselleaf? Hasselhoff?
Hasselhoff?
It's not David Hasselhoff.
Okay, well, that's what I was like, huh?
The David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
No, Okeechobee County, Florida. Okeechobee County is known for its agricultural and rural landscape, but a new development is being planned on a parcel of land which includes construction of 4,300 homes and much more. The project called Divine Springs is proposed for a 60-acre plot of land. 4,000 houses in 60 acres.
Yeah, that's not good. That's a lot.
We grew up.
That's a lot.
We grew up on 30 acres. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's packed in there.
In addition to the homes, the plan includes the construction of a fire station, 9 schools, a place of worship, shopping, restaurants, and a resort area, parks and trails, and a highway expansion.
What is this, a 15-minute city?
Yeah, but on one of the biggest wetlands left in North America.
Good, perfect.
The developer, New Lines Land Consultants, would pay for the project. I don't mind mentioning the developer, because I'm going to guess you're a piece of poo.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
If your job is a developer, and I'm not saying that. I know we probably have developer listeners. I kind of am more meaning towards like this giant mass commercialization developers, where you're putting in
moving in a wetland,
the 4,000 house construction things in one go.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's a little nerve-wracking being our neighbors, Sutton Rux, a fourth-generation farmer in Okeechobee, said. Hopefully they understand we've been here for a long time. Rux isn't the only one nervous about the new development. Okeechobee Mayor Dowling Waterford only speaks for himself when he says he's worried. We're very fortunate to have rural lifestyle here. Agriculture, livestock. The community would explode our population. County Commissioner Chairman David Hasselhoff, or however you say his last name, agrees that Okeechobee would change if the project is built, but he voted in favor of the rezoning of the land from basically wild grand lands to commercial. If someone wants to buy a piece of property in development, they have the right to do so. This is America, Hasselhoff said. No, it wouldn't be like Okeechobee was when I was young, but everything needs to change.
Right. My pockets need more money in there.
I want to punch this guy. Hasselhoff also said the tax revenue generated from the new community would boost emergency medical service and public schools.
Mm.
You don't need a boost if there's only 80 people living there.
What do you mean? No, this is good. It's good for the environment and the community. Are you going to deny that? You're going to deny your neighbors?
When I was a kid, the only time you seen an ambulance was when somebody was dead.
Yeah, basically. That's how it was here.
The development company said it's their goal to keep Divine Springs close to the character of the Okeechobee roots. How can you go from a rural farm community to 4,300 homes, 9 schools?
And keeping its character.
Due to the zoning in Okeechobee County and the wetlands, the restricted area, the land can never be turned into Palm Beach County, Josh Shoemaker said in New Lines Land Construction.
He needs more money. They all need more money.
Yes, it's a new development, but it's our job to make sure it's a controlled development. Hasselhoff said.
What's that mean? That means nothing.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
So with uncertainty still churning, Sutton just hopes if they build it, the people come. He says that his dairy company can at least milk the benefits. In a nutshell, yes, I'm very nervous. Another thing, it could be a blessing, Ruckus said. There are still several steps that have to be approved before the development can break ground on the project. If it happens, construction won't start until another 2 years at least. And that's it.
Well, I hope these steps don't happen.
Okeechobee Wetlands. This is restricted zone. And the mayor, sorry, not the mayor, the zoning commissioner, because the mayor is like, I don't know if I really want this.
Yeah.
The zoning commissioner was like,
we need change.
Yeah.
You see all those animals over there? Wouldn't it be great if they weren't?
So wouldn't it be better if there was a Walmart there instead?
I can picture a shopping mall.
Or even an Amazon warehouse factory distribution center.
4 miles wide.
Yeah, we need a Facebook data facility to cover that whole wetlands up. Yeah, the data.
Heating up the... Let's make Florida hotter.
Yeah, we need that.
You ever seen those, like, the data centers? How much heat they generate? It's nuts.
Oh,
it's like managing a small nuclear power plant.
I knew it was someone that used to be a security guard for one of them in Columbus. And that was when he worked for the Army National Guard. And they contracted the National Guard to be the security for the Facebook data storage facility. He wasn't even allowed to, he was there to defend the, or to guard the gate. He was not allowed to go past the gate or, you know, beyond the gate. They weren't allowed. And they weren't allowed to let anyone through unless they had the proper, and that include law enforcement. Law enforcement could not, local law enforcement was not allowed in unless they had the proper paperwork to get through the gate. So those data storage facilities are, yeah, pure evil, and who knows what they're doing in there and gathering all of us and going to use against us.
So yeah, what do you think of this land development?
I think it's horrible. I think it's just overreach of government doing what they want for money. It's all corrupt money stuff. It's just, that's all it is.
I mean, I've had problems with the DNR forever.
Hey, you give them enough money, they'll fix all your problems.
Ohio's is horrible.
Yeah.
For different reasons, but I mean, still bad for. Well,
what if you give them enough money? Will they do it?
Oh, no, they're horrible. Don't get me wrong. You can buy them. So the problem with Ohio, I have more intimate knowledge of Ohio's system than any other.
Because you worked here, basically.
Well, somebody did.
Well, not you, but the royal you.
Yeah. Is that they don't care about anything. So half the biologists in there won't go outside if they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
They're here, like our district's one never leaves his office, does not care. I'm not a bad person, but doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then the other ones you can buy. I mean, sure, you could buy him too. They're not going out of their way to do anything for any wildlife. If it's not a deer or a walleye, they do not care.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a fact here in Ohio.
Because that's the only drives tourism, I guess.
Like locally here at Indian Lake, Ohio, they're starting the weed management program is what they're calling it.
Okay.
They are just dumping asinine amounts of chemicals.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just to control the...
Yeah, to control the weeds.
So they're just going to kill all the fish.
Kill all everything.
Everything. Oh, wow. A nice recreational spot.
Hundreds of thousands of people swim there a year.
Yeah.
It's going to make a lot of people sick and nobody knows.
No way. No. Come on. No, they wouldn't do anything that would hurt people. Our government would never do anything that would compromise your health.
Because they're worried about it lowering tax revenue with the weeds. Because not nearly as many fishermen are coming and stuff like that.
Oh, dang. Yep. Because that's the fishermen driving the economy of that lake. How about you just leave the fishermen do whatever they want to do? Because
it's the same thing like the geese, because it's the lakefront owners that pay $500,000 in taxes a year.
Yeah.
Complaining about it.
Yeah. The fishermen are going to figure out it's not bothering the fishermen at all, in my opinion.
I never cared.
No.
I mean, you can't fly 100. I like it better because you can't fly 100 miles across the lake.
There you go.
But I also hate jet skis.
Oh, well, I like jet skis. I like riding jet skis. They're fun.
Yeah.
I guess that's where we split.
Don't trust anybody. Don't trust anybody from the government.
Don't trust the government. You know, if you live in Florida, raise hell about these turtles. If you raise in Michigan, raise hell about these geese. And don't let them use the stupid bird flu to push this stupid agenda.
Oh, the bird flu. The CDC. Here's a little tag on for the end already. Maybe we'll include it in a full episode. But I just seen today on the CDC's Facebook that they're complaining that they're... backyard flocks are responsible for 7 cases of salmonella in 6 different states.
Oh, no, that seems like a lot.
And they're freaked out about it, and they're blaming backyard flocks and how it's unsafe to have backyard eggs.
Mm.
So during the break, we looked it up. The U.S. has 1.3 million cases of salmonella a year. 26,000 of those end up hospitalized, and 420 of those die.
So that's a small number.
So out of the 1.3 million, 26,000 of them end up in the hospital. So we talked about that's about 2%,
mm-hmm.
roughly, you know, give or take. Actually, no, it's exactly 2%. 1.3, 26, yeah. That's exactly 2%.
I can't do that math that fast.
I think it is. It doesn't matter.
Either way.
Because 1% would be 13,000.
Either way.
So just move the decimals.
Right, yeah.
So 1 or 2% of total people that get salmonella in the U.S. go to the hospital. That's nothing. I didn't know that. I thought salmonella, you get salmonella, you like
Bad news bears.
You're going.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it's, I'm just conflating the, because like I have gotten food poisoning several times.
Yeah.
And I never went to the hospital for it.
No, you just throw up or you crap your pants and you move on the next day.
And that's been a normal thing in my life for other reasons. So I just like, whatever, it's another day.
Just another day.
And then 3% of that, 2% of that die.
Yeah.
So if you, 2% of the population that gets salmonella goes to the hospital, and to roughly 2% of that population dies.
Or at risk of death.
So it'd be 0.02% die.
Kill all the birds. Kill all your birds.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have backyard chickens because of salmonella and bird flu.
Yep. We need to...
1.3, but the way they posted it made it seem like 7 people had salmonella from backyard, and I don't even believe they had it.
It's just like they did with the measles thing that just happened. Yeah. It's just like they did with the beginning of COVID when that
seven
started.
7 people?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't know how many people get salmonella a year. Because, yeah, I don't, you know, whatever. 1.3 on annual from the CDC. 1.3 million people get salmonella a year, and you're posting on your Facebook about 7?
Yep.
What's the other 1.3 getting it from? The fast food companies you're letting, you know, letting ravage our country?
Quick, change the channel. That's me being a CDC or whatever guy. Yeah, it's time. It's time. Time to stand up and say no. No more of this arbitrary rules and the way they want us to live in society. We're free, dang it. We were given free will. It's time to live free. Save the birds. Save the turtles. They say there's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies. That's our move. Off the cri-
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.